This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal came to an end this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April, with counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. The government today said that the domestic LPG supply across the country remains normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strives to ensure uninterrupted domestic supply of LPG.
In spite of increase in the price in the international markets, whether it is LPG or whether it is crude, the prices in the country are more or less stable. Among our neighboring countries, we are having the lowest prices of petrol and diesel in the country. Price ko stable rakhne ke liye, Bharat Sarkar ne excise duty, petrol or diesel, dono pe reduce ki hai. This has helped in maintaining the price stable.
Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers are safe in the Persian Gulf region. Addressing media, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Ranthir Jaiswal, said that the government is following the developments in West Asia region very closely. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that plans can be made in the capital, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel the father of all India services, the Vice President said that Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity. He said the steps of Sardar Patel have enabled the country's journey from colonial India to a Viksit Bharat.
This is the only service where you migrate from your home state to other state and you live whole life sometimes there. All of your service, many of the civil service, IAS, IPSs are serving that state only. This is where the integration of the country is getting strengthened and you are the greatest ambassadors in that. The step of Sardar Patel ji has enabled Bharat in its journey from colonial India to march towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Mentioning several initiatives of the government, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, be it infrastructure, health or education, India now holds a place of pride on the global stage. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who is on a three-day visit to Germany, has reached Berlin this afternoon. In a social media post, Mr. Singh shared that he was flown in a special German Air Force aircraft and escorted by fighter jets during his flight from Munich to Berlin and accorded military honours on his arrival in Berlin. During the visit, he will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart Boris Pistorius and other senior leaders to further strengthen the strategic defence partnership between the two countries. A cloud of uncertainty has settled over potential US-Iran negotiations in Islamabad, fueled by a combination of Iranian defiance and shifting signals from the White House. It comes as Iran's chief negotiator and Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakir Khalibaf, in a social media post, said that Tehran does not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats and the Islamic Republic has been preparing to reveal new cards on the battlefield. Meanwhile, Iranian state television also issued an on-screen alert today, saying that no delegation from Tehran has visited Islamabad in Pakistan so far. On the other hand, US President Trump offered mixed messages about the path ahead for the US's war against Iran, declaring that he was in no rush to end the conflict. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.